What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, folks, a lot of discussion over what's going on in Washington, D.C. I don't know if you happened to see the interview of the police chief yesterday when they asked her about what the ultimate chain of command was going to be as a result of federal intervention into Washington, D.C. And she seemed confused by that term, chain of command. Of course, that's going across the internet like on fire. I just, it's hard for me to imagine that someone who's attained the level of the chief of a major policing organization in this country would not understand the term and or the principles of the chain of command. Maybe it was a miscommunication. I don't know. I got to give her the benefit of the doubt. But it didn't look good, and it didn't go over well, and it's only going to get worse. Because when you start to peel away the layers of the onion of what this Washington, D.C. council has done as it relates to alternatives to incarceration, alternatives to arrest, alternatives to everything that we know that we should be doing in order to provide a safe and secure community to the residents of D.C. and the visitors of D.C., it's absolutely unbelievable what they're doing and what they've done. Judge Jeanine Pirro began to outline that yesterday in a press conference. And as I watched it, it was mind-numbing to me that we're even playing around with this and that we've allowed this Washington, D.C. council to embark upon these initiatives, all the while knowing that that city was one of the most violent cities in the country, going back for years. It's absolutely incredulous. And then as we began to see some data that's been provided as to where we stand as a nation's capital to other countries' capital as it relates on a per capita basis, per 100,000, how many violent crimes, how many murders, it's like, oh my God. You know, we talk about Bogota, Colombia, right? Where is the cocaine capital of the world, where we talk about all of these narco-terrorist gangs, the fights that go on there and everything else. There's more crime in D.C. We talk about El Salvador, where they've built SETCO, this incredible prison complex to deal with the gangs. They have less crime there than we do. They still have a gang problem. We talk about Mexico City, cities there, less crime than D.C. You know, it's interesting because you hear the radicals and the left wing activists in the Democratic Party always talk about the incarceral state, how many people that we actually have incarcerated. But what they never want to talk about is the offender rate. And they never want to do a comparison per capita as to where we are relative to offending. And it's simple, because when you go and you look at the data, what you find is that we offend at a greater rate per capita than most other countries. Next stop is conviction, and usually the next stop after that is you go to jail. You serve time, and that happens in a lot of countries around the world, right? They don't have a magic wand where they're just waving these magic wands and crime goes away and there's no accountability and they're roaming the streets and the like. Recently, I talked about how little crime there was on a trip that I took to Europe in Croatia. I was talking to one of the drivers there that we hired about whether or not he had ever been a victim of crime. Although he spoke beautiful English, well-educated, it was a foreign concept to him. I had to actually explain what I was talking about. He goes, oh, no, that doesn't happen here. What? There are those that are going to try and accuse everybody of being motivated by race because, you know, these are a lot of cities that are Democratic-led, black leadership there, and, you know, some of the similar outcomes, which is the what. But why don't we focus on the why? Is it really about what race, or is it about ideology and culture? What you're going to see is some of the same approaches that are out there of that you're not going to be strong on accountability. You're not going to be strong on whatever remedial action you take as an alternative to incarceration or alternatives to arrest to actually make sure that they fulfill the agreement they make with the criminal justice system. No, they just let them out and think that things are going to happen and there's like a special fairy dust or a magic wand that's going to be waved and all of this is going to go away. And then they act surprised when people are calling them out, and then everyone else then is a racist, a xenophobe. And we get into this whole vicious cycle all over again because they don't have an explanation. So one might ask, just out of curiosity, if someone offered you in a city that's having a difficult time and struggling with the crime rate and the likes, offered 100 or 200 additional police officers, what would you tell them? For many Democrats that are speaking publicly yesterday and today, the answer is obvious. May not make much sense, may cause you to scratch your head, you may come to the revelation that you have dandruff, but the fact of the matter is they would say no, because they don't believe that it would be well-intentioned, that you're just trying to send a message, that these individuals that are running these organizations are incompetent, they're ineffective, they're not doing the job. They would find all kinds of excuses to turn it away. And if your primary mission is to provide a safe place to live, work, and raise your family, as cliche as that sounds, it would seem to me that one would become a little bit more inquisitive. and dig a little deeper. And ask the next set of questions. Okay, be that as it may, maybe there's some ulterior motive to why they're making this offer. But if they are successful in selectively incapacitating the impact criminals that are eroding the quality of life in our community, what would you care about what their ulterior motive is all about? Why is that of the utmost importance to you as an elected official? Why would you not be more concerned about the victims of crime? And what will reveal itself is that this is all about power. It's all about the politics. It's all about who's going to be able to win the next 25, 30 news cycles. How is that going to play out in the national dialogue of the midterm elections or the elections in 2028? And whether or not that's going to disrupt the strategic plans of one party or another, or be favorable to one more so than the other. Meanwhile, Citizen Q, sitting at home with three children, worrying about driving them to school every day because carjackings are up by triple digits in that city, and they have an experience rate like no other, one of the worst in the country. We are being asked to ignore all of that because of a political ideology or a political leaning. It has been very few times in my life in politics that things were offered up that were purely and truly gratuitous. We all know that. The question is where is our heart as the elected official? Do you then become the center of the universe? You only accept things that inure to your benefit, in spite of it inuring to the benefit of the community at large in a huge way? Another reason that I remind you, pay close attention to what these candidates are saying. It is very revealing when you take the time to write it down or go back and look at a clip on the news or otherwise as to how they answer questions and how they go about doing it. And you're going to begin to see how they reveal themselves, that it's really actually in a lot of ways more about them than otherwise. So I'm getting all of the nasty texts, right, about Donald Trump. So I'll say it for about the millionth time. A lot of what I just talked about, Donald Trump is the poster child of. I have no problem saying that. I don't fear Republicans. I've been a defrocked Republican three times. I wear it with a badge of honor, as a badge of honor. I don't care. I'm not a party-centric individual. I try to call things out the way that I see them. I'm not a hypocrite. I've been defrocked. I endorsed a candidate for governor who was a Democrat, not a Republican. In fact, I've crossed the aisle at least a half a dozen times when I thought that the candidate that was put up by the Republicans was weak, incompetent, ineffective, and was not going to serve the community at large well. Now, had I been worried about my political future and what would have made more sense for me politically as a registered Republican, I would never have made that step or that decision. And the only reason I'm saying this right now, it's not to toot my horn. I get a little sick and tired of people texting me that know absolutely nothing about me. Nothing about my history. Nothing about my willingness to step up and do the right thing for my community at large, to my own political detriment. You're not going to find many elected officials that have a history of doing that. This is bigger than Trump. This is about all of the victims, the kids, the wives, the husbands, the aunts, the uncles, the grandmas, the grandpas that live in Washington, D.C. This is bigger than the Republican Party, it's bigger than the Democrats, and it's bigger than independents. This is our nation's capital. And it's a sad commentary about this country if we cannot take control of crime in our nation's capital. We build all these grandiose buildings outlining the history of the greatest country in the world. Albeit it has some warts, like all. But it's much better than everyone, every other country out there. And we've allowed these grandiose buildings, museums, institutions, and the like to be waiting in a cesspool of crap. And we should be proud of this. We should be happy about this. And we should be misdirected, misled by two parties that are more concerned about power as opposed to just cleaning this shit up. You want to talk about momentum? If we were able to actually successfully do this here, ooh, what do we fear? That it could be infectious? That we actually put other political leaders of similar political ideologies about fighting crime on the streets of our city on the defensive? That we might have to say, well, let's go to the data. Let's look at the data. Let's see if what you're doing is actually working. Because we also have a lot of grandiose theories about root cause this, root cause that, what caused this, what caused that. Does it matter? Or is it really about trying to deal with the outcomes in the interim until we're willing and able to come to some consensus as to how we're going to solve the root cause? I served 40 years in law enforcement. If I had a nickel for every time I heard root cause, I'd be a multi-trillionaire. We've tried a lot of things. But the truth be told, there has never been a complete and total willingness crossing the aisle to do the right thing relative to alternatives for incarceration and alternatives to arrest. You know why? Because in order to do it right, it's harder. In order to do it right, it costs more money because you are now engaging in behavior modification. And behavior modification, we have not had a lot of successes in that regard in this country for the last 40, 50 years. Just look at addictive disorders. Just look at the manner in which we tried to address these problems with a 10, 11, or 13-week program. It is a joke. You know it, I know it, everybody knows it. And unless and until we all collectively and collaboratively come together on this particular issue, I don't know about you, I'm going to be more focused on the what, the outcome, than the why, because we're not serious. We're not grown up enough, we're not mature enough, we're not patient enough, and we're not willing to fund and finance it enough in order to achieve the accomplishments. And we're still afraid of calling out mothers, fathers, or lack thereof, for not knowing where their children are 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. That is a joke. What do we fear? You know what we fear. It's all about the loss of power, plain and simple. So in the interim, I don't know. It just kind of makes sense to me. I may be wrong. I guess I'm not right about much, but I'm going to focus on the what, the outcomes. Because I don't see a lot of serious attempts to really go after the why. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.